You ever call it a mutt?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Okay. Can I get you pronounce that?
Mutt? I didn't know why I called him a mutt. I just. Okay. But. Okay.
Did earlier you mentioned manure, and another funny thing I remember growing up was my grandfather always say, "Now, if you're gonna walk through that pasture up there, don't step in that, in those
manure."
Yeah, manure. Yeah. But he always had a bunch of funny names for cow manure. Do people around here have those kind of names?
Yeah, cow pie.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I remember that one in particular.
Yeah. Did they have one for horses, for horse?
Well, I never had.
Okay, no. I just wonder if you've ever heard it called, like, horse biscuits or something like that.
Was that right?
Yeah. Well, how about for sheep? Did they ever call it raisins? Sheep raisins?
Okay. Is that right?
Yeah. Just wondered.
No, never heard that.
Just mostly manure, that's what you called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting tired? You want to take a break?
No, go ahead.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Hope I'm not wearing you out, but this is real interesting. I'm learning an awful lot. You mentioned that a bronco was a wild horse. Were there other names for wild horses?
Well, I really don't know one.
Okay.
The bronco is one, maybe you raised it on the ranch, but it wasn't broke yet, see. Mm-hmm. Well, it really wasn't a wild horse, that one. But you know, we do have herds of wild horses around in different parts of the of the country. And those are considered wild horses, I think. And of course, they're also broncos, but the broncos that we know and think of are the ones that colts that you raise and you just haven't handled them. They need to be broken.
Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me other, we've talked about animals on the farm. What are some of the other animals you might see around here? Like if you lived here a long time, wild animals. What kind of wild animals would you see?
Well, we have a few antelope around here now, quite a few, in fact, and deer and elk, and a bear occasionally, and mountain lion, very rare, but there's a few. You want that?
Yeah, yes.
Bobcats, used to be lots of bobcats, coyotes, and there's some red fox down here in the valley.
Do you have any prairie dogs?
And his funeral is tomorrow.
Well,
yes, he died.
Yes. Yes, there are some, all right.
Okay, prairie dogs.
Oh, well,
used to just parts of the country out here they just practically took it, and then some years back, probably 40 years ago, they got this Valium, which was a poison, and they poisoned them and they just practically eradicated them. They did save some, and they had a few towns, I think, that they were protecting down here in New Mexico and place. And then up in South Dakota, there's the Custer National Park, a bunch of prairie dogs that they preserved up there.
Okay. Is that different than a chipmunk?
Yes, it's chipmunk and then the ground squirrel. Chipmunk, he's a little fella. He's only about, and he's... tail just keep going like that, you know. He's a nervous sort of guy. And then there's the ground squirrel, which is, he's probably about that long. He gets fat. He's usually a lot of them around in the campgrounds, you know. They get fat as hogs. People feed them, you know.
Is a, what's a gopher? Is that another animal?
Yeah, under the ground.